With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. One of the hottest young writers in America is T. Caragason Boyle. His latest novel, World's End, was published last year to critical acclaim. But Boyle says writing World's End tore out the lining of his brain.
Two previous novels I've done had ready-set stories. Water Music described Mungo Park's travels to the interior of Africa in 1795. All I had to do was read Mungo's account. Same with Budding Prospects, which was the story of a pot plantation in Northern California, with which I was intimately acquainted.
In World's End, T. Caragason Boyle went back to his roots in New York's Hudson Valley area and has written a historical epic covering 400 years and which swings back and forth through time.
I went to all the historical sites I'd ignored as a kid, read all the historical markers, and decided to let the themes come to me.
Boyle's modern protagonist, Walter Van Brunt, zapped on sex and drugs, loses a foot in a motorcycle accident.
There's a lot of Walter in me. I think the metaphor with Walter is that his feet are not firmly attached to the ground.
Indians and Dutch settlers play major roles in World's End.
It is history, and it is true to an extent. The characters are sometimes based on actual people.
T. Caragason Boyle has come a long way since he was a self-admitted punk, drug abuser, and crazy driver. Now he's a Ph.D. with a tenured position at the University of Southern California. World's End is now a Penguin paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It's not certain whether the writer T. Caragason Boyle was a rebel with or without a cause during his adolescence, but Boyle says he had his share of drugs while driving and run-ins with the cops.
Maybe getting some of that stuff out of my system at a younger age was good because I don't have to deal with it as much now. I mean, it never quite leaves you, but I can concentrate on my work a little more.
Raised in Westchester County, New York, T. Caragason Boyle went off to study music at the State University of New York, but drifted into literature.
A switch turned in my life, you know, from having been this kind of rough-edged character who barely got through college to a guy who went to the Iowa Writers' Workshop, stayed on for a Ph.D. Maybe I grew up a little.
T. Caragason Boyle teaches creative writing at the University of Southern California. With his beard, bizarre clothes, and gold clip in the ear, Boyle is never seen at faculty tees.
I don't go to faculty anything, so I mean, my job is to teach the students, which I love to do, and write books.
Boyle's first novel was Water Music, about the African explorer Mungo Park.
I just wanted to see if I could do it, if I knew what a novel was. And of course, every time you get about halfway through, you think, no one's ever written a novel before. It's impossible. You can't do it. But I think, you know, there's an element of perseverance and sticking with it. And once I began to turn on this novelist's flame, I couldn't turn it off.
That flame was still burning when he finished his latest novel, World's End, a sprawling historical epic of three families whose lives intertwine over 400 years in New York's Hudson Valley. T. Caragason Boyle's World's End is now a Penguin paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.